Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East Report. Coming up, could Trump's plan bring an end to the war in Gaza? A new film is due to be released on October the 7th, and a survey shows 78% of Jewish students hide their identity on campuses worldwide. Israel has agreed to an international plan to end the war in Gaza and is now awaiting the response from Hamas. With more, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
The main news this week is that Israel has agreed to an American-brokered international plan to end the war in Gaza and is now awaiting the response from Hamas. It is reported that President Trump will give Hamas 3 or 4 days to respond. And then once there is an agreement, Hamas is to release all hostages within 3 days, along with Israel releasing Palestinian prisoners. Hamas is to be disarmed and expelled from Gaza, and in conjunction, the Israeli army will gradually withdraw from Gaza. A Palestinian state is to be created, but that process is down the road, being conditioned on the Palestinian Authority carrying out political reforms. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair is to have a significant role in overseeing the transition to a stable peace in Gaza. It is being reported that the two main state sponsors of Hamas, which are Turkey and the Gulf nation of Qatar, are supporting the end-of-war proposal. This peace plan comes amidst the main holiday season in Israel, which includes the Day of Atonement this week and the Feast of Tabernacles next week. Public opinion polls in Israel show widespread support for the end-of-war proposals, but that comes with deep skepticism as well, that it will work out in the long term. The region has seen half a dozen peace proposals come and go over the past 30 years. The difference this time is that the main front of the Shiite axis against Israel has been significantly weakened in Lebanon, Syria, and Iran as the result of the current Middle East war. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, a new film, The Dragon's Prophecy, is due to be released on October the 7th to mark the second anniversary of the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, where over 1,200 Jews were killed by Hamas. To find out more, CBN's Chris Mitchell talks to film producer Dennis D'Souza.
American filmmaker Dennis D'Souza has just completed a new film in collaboration with author Jonathan Cahn, who wrote the book The Dragon's Prophecy. The namesake film is set for theatrical release just before the second anniversary of the October 7th Hamas massacre. Here's our recent conversation about the film. Dennis D'Souza, thanks for joining us. You have a film coming out in just a couple of weeks. Tell us about it.
It's called The Dragon's Prophecy. It comes out right around October 7th. It'll be in theaters for a couple of days and then available in streaming and DVD. And the film is about October 7th. It's about Israel, radical Islam, Hamas, biblical archaeology, and a hint of biblical prophecy. So it's an attempt to give a kind of new light on what's going on in the world, but do it through the lens of the Bible. It's based on Jonathan Cahn's best-selling book of that name, The Dragon's Prophecy. And the idea here is that the war between Israel and the Palestinians is an eerie replay, almost a resurrection, of some of the ancient battles that the Jews, the Israelites, fought against their traditional enemies, including the Philistines. And what Cahn does is he draws out these parallels in a beautiful and interesting way. For example, one of the great heroes of the Bible is Samson, who represents the strength of Israel. Yeah. And Samson is taken captive by the Philistines. And the Philistines blind him, kind of the way Israel was blinded on October 7th. They drag him back to Philistia, but that's Gaza. They drag him to Gaza. And the people of Gaza say, bring out Samson so we can entertain ourselves with this captive. So in a way, Samson is the first hostage of Gaza. And so in this way, we suggest that October 7th wasn't just a terrorist episode. It wasn't even just an historic event. It was a biblical event.
Mm. And what's the message you would like to get people that are going to watch this?
It is a message to Christians and to conservatives at a time when, by the way, there's a lot of hostility that's brewing and has brewed against Israel. Mm-hmm. The film makes the moral case for Israel as an ally of the United States, but also as the kind of protected domain of God. In other words, we use biblical archaeology to show that this is, in fact, the ancestral land of the Jews. That is really beyond dispute. And we make the case that Israel is in the right.
Mm. Right now, Israel is being attacked. It's actually legitimacy is being undermined, not only from people on the left, but also the right.
Yeah, we answer the colonialist critique, because how can you colonize your own land, right? If the Jews mm-hmm. were here from the beginning, then they're not occupiers or colonizers. They are the native inhabitants of this land. Now, interestingly, the Palestinians are not. Even though the name Philistine and Palestinian is the same word, the Philistines were actually from the Aegean. They were Europeans. Mm-hmm. They were not Semites. They were not Arabs. And so, amazingly, the Romans, in order to punish Israel, this was during some anti-Roman revolts by the Jews around the time of Jesus, the Romans go, we want to punish the Jews, and so we're going to take the name of their enemy, the Philistines, and we're going to call this place Palestine. And that's the peculiar connection between the Philistines and the Palestinians. Mm.
And you also make the archaeological case here in the city of David, actually here in Jerusalem as well. In what way does that actually help buttress the case for Israel?
When you make a biblical analysis or argument and you talk about the Bible predicting, for example, the return of the Jews back to their ancestral homeland, people will say, well, but how do we know that these biblical figures, Isaiah, Jeremiah, King David, even Pontius Pilate, they're in the Bible, but in some cases, they're only in the Bible. So how do we know that these people are real? How do we know that they weren't made up? How do we know that people didn't write the Bible hundreds of years after these supposed events? The beauty of biblical archaeology is that it validates not only the major figures of the Bible, but little details in the Bible. Out comes a seal from the ground. It has the name Jehukal, son of Shelemiah. This is a minor figure in the Bible. He's barely mentioned. In fact, nobody living 300 years later would even know who this guy is. So quite clearly, the people who wrote the Bible were talking about real people and real events, and we want to prove that in the film, and we do.
Mm. Final thoughts, and how can people find out about the film?
So the film is The Dragon's Prophecy. By the way, the title refers to a passage in the book of Revelation where the dragon, the devil, attacks a woman. The woman represents Israel. And so this prophecy is unfurled in a beautiful way. The website for the film, thedragonsprophecyfilm.com. Mm-hmm. And you can sign up for movie tickets. You can order the streaming, DVDs, all of that. thedragonsprophecyfilm.com.
Thanks for joining us, Dinesh. And I look forward to seeing the movie.
My pleasure.
I look forward to seeing that film that promises to be an inspirational take on the events of October 7th. And before we sign off, we want to leave you with a glimpse of how CBN Israel is helping those who experience those horrors firsthand.
On October 7th, Hamas terrorists crossed into Israel, killing, kidnapping, burning, and destroying entire communities. More than 90% of residents from the Gaza border communities have returned, but they need a little help. At Kibbutz Nirim, CBN Israel has stepped in and paid for rebuilding.
We received an amazing gift. So we're going to have a beautiful place. It's been constructed with the help of CBN.
Through CBN Israel, CBN partners are helping the kibbutz feel like home again.
That report was from Chris Mitchell. Finally, a new global survey by the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, and the World Union of Jewish Students, WUJS, reveals that more than three-quarters of Jewish university students worldwide conceal their religious identity and their Zionist identity. Conducted over the 2024-25 academic year, the study engaged nearly 2,000 Jewish students from more than 60 countries across six continents. The survey exposes a devastating reality. Jewish students across the globe are being forced to hide fundamental aspects of their identity just to feel safe on campus, said ADL's Marina Rosenberg. The findings arrive as the academic year begins, and university leaders face mounting pressure to address campus anti-Semitism. Please pray for the Lord's protection over all Jewish students, for an end to the war in Gaza, and for all the hostages to be found and released. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.